Anna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hickson Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, so are our advertisers. Remember to check them out. The internet is a trickle-down economy. So when you go to check them out and whatnot and utilize their services and everything, it helps us out here. I can buy expensive food for my weirdo dog. For those who don't know, I also have a wife who really likes makeup and shoes. So yeah, a lot of paintings go to that. No, I'm kidding. It's part of it. Anyhow, we have a returning guest. She hasn't been on in a minute or so, but I just love her to death. She's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. We started hanging out and having her on the show back when we were an audio show many years ago. And just a constant, one of my constant internet friends. And she is just, I learned so much from her. She is such a savvy business entrepreneur, and she's just cool. She's cool turned up to 10. Anyway, without further ado, here is Allison, owner, CEO, and loading dock supervisor, whatever she has. She does whatever she needs to do in a small business of metalbabemayhem.com. And we have links. We have links, everybody. There's a link, clickable links in the description. And all of her social media and the website itself. Allison, how are you?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
It's great to be here. Jamie and I have been chatting off camera, off where you guys can see us. And it's been nice to catch up. And I'm just happy to be here. I think I've been on the show maybe 5 or 6 times, maybe more.
Probably
but
more.
This is my first video, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to do video, Allison. I did not want to do it. My wife and all of our friends bugged me into it finally. What happened? We used to use for the audio podcast a company called Blog Talk Radio. They were great. I was one of their oldest customers. And until they weren't, they went out of business. And the last month before they went out of, it was just terrible. I was like, I got to find something else to do. And so my wife, Danny, was like, if you're going to change the show, you got to change formats. Joe Rogan has a video podcast. You should start. And I'm like, oh, but you got to build everything up. We're doing something new. I don't know if I really want to do that. She goes, can't you still have an audio and a video? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, it's just extra then. So here we are. Here we are. And I knew nothing about video. I knew nothing about cameras and DPI, all this stuff. And that was about a year ago. Now we're doing pretty good. I can't complain. Allison, interesting story about Allison is she's originally St. Louis area, right?
Yeah.
Nice. I have a friend of mine that is there. It's one of those internet relationships, romances. He met a gal and he's from where is he from? Bristol or Birmingham or somewhere in the UK. And they fell in love. She's in St. Louis and he's over visiting her. He goes over a few times a year, and this is one of those times. But St. Louis is great. St. Louis. I like St. Louis. Allison said no, though. The rock and roll heart of America is in L.A. I got to be to L.A., baby. And so she just packed up her stuff and moved. Met Grant after you arrived. Grant's her husband in L.A.
Yeah, so I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and I basically always knew I wanted to live in LA. And like I always say, I made this plan was that when I was like in third grade and I was listening to Poison and Motley Crue and singing about the Sunset Strip. And I'm like, I want to go to Hollywood and I want to work with bands. And I told all my friends I was going to do it. They made fun of me. And I am. I made that plan when I was 10 years old. And here I am. I'm living in LA. I've been here over 20 years now. I'm working with bands. I'm at a point now where I've gone full circle. Like so many of the bands that I grew up on, I'm now in communication with, either on an equal level. I'm interviewing them. I'm supporting them. They're wearing my shirts. Like right now I have on this Metal Babe, it's actually a crop sweater I'm wearing. It's called Skull Love. And I have so many bands wearing my merchandise all over the world. Like for instance, Armored Saint, who's going to play tomorrow, which is going to be Friday in Pomona at the Glass House. he's been wearing my shirt. Jeff Duncan's been wearing my t-shirt on this Michael Schenker tour for the last 2.5 weeks. He's worn it all over the world. So I'm like, that's I'm awesome. So happy that I'm in this full circle time where things are just coming. Like, I was with Bon Jovi last week. I don't know if you know that, Jamie.
I saw him.
Yeah, 3 times in 2 days. I'm like, if I was still in St. Louis, that would have never happened.
No. It's amazing. And it just goes to show anybody out there, there's got to be some youngsters out there that have a dream. You know what I mean? And they follow your dream, man. Look, it can work out.
You're so right, Jamie. And one of the t-shirts I have is on my website, metalbabemayhem.com. And it's a slogan that I've used forever. I have it on the t-shirts. It says, don't dream it, do it. And I actually have 2 options with that. One of them has a cassette on it, and one of them has an album. So depending on your preference, you can still have the same slogan, don't dream it, do it. And then you can choose, do you want a cassette or an album? But that's the slogan. If you just sit around and dream it, it's never going to happen. You have to do it.
Yep. Absolutely. I had a young person email me, I don't know, about a month ago. And they were having a hard time, and they're in high school. And they were having a hard time in high school. They're a little, I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but they're a little off. They're a little oddball, which, folks, I'm in the art world. That is everybody in the art world. You know what I mean? So to me, that I'm like, oh, you're ahead of the game then. I don't have to train you into this. And they want to be a painter. But they were complaining about how terrible. And I'm like, yeah, it's supposed to be terrible. So it puts a fire under you so you can leave and go somewhere else. I said, my high school is terrible. I hated it. I had a few friends. I knew everybody. I didn't have any problems or anything, but I didn't really hang out with people from high school or anything like that. No, I was going to nightclubs and stuff. I was not a typical teenager, but I do remember college opened my eyes, and then after college, I remember standing on top of the Great Wall of China through all of these adventures and whatnot, and that was the last time I really ever thought about people in high school, you know, because I was on a totally different level of doing things, and do your time and then get the hell out. That's my advice.
I basically did that. In high school, all of my friends were a lot older. They either dropped out or already graduated. And my first boyfriend was quite a few years older, and I went out with him all through high school. So I was doing the same as you. I was going to clubs and concerts and meeting bands. People were doing like normal high school things.
Yeah, we didn't do that. Everybody, it's so funny because people are like, oh, remember that crazy high school party? No, I don't. I was at a real party. That's what I remember. But anyway, it doesn't mean you're better than anybody. Just if you're having an issue with that, just like I said, do your time and get the hell out of Dodge and go to where the people are that you want to hang out with. That's the big secret. And Allison will tell you too. It's so cool because you love these bands and everything, and then you meet them and you love the people even more because you're like, these guys are actually cool.
Yeah, Jamie, something really interesting happened to me this last weekend. So basically, a lot of people know this about me already, but Bon Jovi was like my first band. Like when I was 10, I got into them. I saw their first concert. Do I listen to Bon Jovi now? Not really. I have a whole different path for the last 20 years. I like horror rock. I'm not into Bon Jovi anymore, but they're my first. And I've always idolized Jon Bon Jovi. Right. I've met him twice in the past, and we only took a picture because everything is so fast and formal. We never had a conversation. And seeing him this last week, basically there was a Q&A. He had a book come out called Forever. There was a Q&A at Barnes & Noble last Wednesday. And then the following day, he actually gave Def Leppard the star on Hollywood Boulevard. And then that night, he did an album preview at iHeartRadio. And by seeing him in that capacity, it humanized him to me. Seeing him on stage, listening to his album, almost feeling like insecure and feeling humility. Do these people like my song? Which song do they like more? Like, he's a human. Right. But I never thought of him like that. I've always just looked up to him. And now after this experience, and at my moment, though, of all of those 3 experiences was just insane. This happened to me. But at the bookstore, he was supposed to go start the Q&A at 7:30. And I'm seated. I'm in the VIP reserve section. I'm next to the manager and actually Bob Buchan, and his wife Carrie, and Bob's who actually interviewed him. And I didn't even know this was happening. I'm like, oh, hey, you guys look VIP. Cool. How you doing? I'm Allison Little Babe. We're chatting. Next thing, he's interviewing Jon Bon Jovi, which I had no idea. But anyways, I go run to the restroom at 7:20. I'm like, I'm going to go to the restroom before he comes on. Jon Bon Jovi thought the same thing. So I'm walking out of the women's restroom. As John's walking into the men's. We have the only two people in the hallway. We almost like physically bump into each other. And I just look up and I go, hi, John. And he goes, hi. And then he goes in his bathroom. I keep walking. And then whenever he came to the front, he's like, hey, that's that girl. And now I've gotten a few, hey, that's that girl. So I'm getting better. Now to John, I've made an impression. And in his mind, he's thinking, I know her. So we're gonna have a conversation soon, John. Get ready.
And it's cool. Yeah, like I said, it you meet these people and you just, it's weird because they become humanized, I think is the term you use. And it's just so cool. And that happens. That happens. It's very interesting. Where I live, it's so interesting. South Florida, there are so many elder rockers that have, just like everybody else, they want to live in the sun and at the beach. And man, there's just throw a rock and you're hitting somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the bass or the keyboard player from Journey lives, I don't know, what, 5 blocks from me? I haven't hung out with the cat or anything like that, but it's just, yeah.
It is him because he was in Hardline, which is really weird because I grew up in that whole 89, 91 era when I was getting into bands and I fell in love with Hardline and I knew, I actually met Dean through Hardline and then I was told Dean is actually in Journey. I'm like, oh, but I love Hardline more than Journey. This is great. Exactly. So that's cool. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you get to some place that's where you run into people. Where were we at? We were down in Miami or something. We were doing something and ran into Iggy Pop and just things like that. It was like a Tuesday. It wasn't a big deal to me. I was like, holy moly. But it's just cool. And that's the kind of thing, that's what I'm saying. When you're having high school's dragging on, man, there are other places. The world is a big place. You know what I mean? Just do your time and get the hell out of Dodge. If that isn't for you. I know some people that they love where they're at and there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool.
Yeah. And also I do want to say though, I still love St. Louis. Like we started, I wasn't like, I want to get the hell out of Dodge. Like my situation was I graduated early. I was like, I actually got straight A's. I was an honor student. I was student of the week and I graduated at 17. And even my senior year, I only went 3 hours because I had so many credits. I did this work program thing. So I went to school 3 hours and then I left and I went to my job at Burger King. So every day I drove like 10:10.
I can't even picture you working at Burger King, but that is all.
I loved it. I still like, I was showing Jamie a tour of my apartment earlier, by the way. So if you see behind me, these are my CDs. There's 3,000 of them. And our apartment is like a museum. Like we should start charging entry. But in the bedroom, Jamie, we have something that a customer at Burger King gave me. I was 17 years old. And there was a man who would come in every single day and he would order a senior coffee and a junior Whopper. And the coffee was free. He got the junior Whopper. And every day I would greet him. I would smile. And one day he walks in the door and he hands me a gift. And it was a handmade wooden jewelry holder for necklaces. And it was all parts. And he made it. And it's hanging in my bedroom with necklaces on from St. Louis to here.
He wasn't being a creep or anything. He just thought you were cool.
Yeah.
You probably made his day.
Yeah, you know? I did. And he made mine. And I never touched the food. But now I haven't had actual meat in 25 years. I couldn't even imagine meat in a Burger King at this point. But I worked the front and I had a blast. I loved it. I'm always a people person. I like talking to people. And I always worked the drive-thru at the front.
Nice.
And yeah, I actually really liked it. And I liked high school. I didn't necessarily like the people, but I liked learning liked getting good grades. And then I actually, since I graduated at 17, I said, hey, I'm going to take a year off before college because I have all this time. That year turned into 5 years. And in those 5 years, that's the whole where I talked about. I traveled on Ozfest for 4 years. I went to Greece for the first time. I started going to Mexico. So I was like from 17 to about 23. I was traveling the world, traveled the country, went to almost every state. And then at one point, I'm like, I need to decide what I'm going to do. And then that's when I said, I'm going to get a college degree and I'm going to move to California. So yeah. I did. I got my bachelor's, and 4 months after I got my bachelor's, I was here in Hollywood.
That is awesome. My high school was totally, I left early, but it wasn't my idea necessarily. I agreed with it. Oh man, I'll never forget. The principal called my father in for a meeting. And I'm like, oh God, here it comes. Here it comes. I'm going to get my tail kicked here. But I had good grades and stuff, so I wasn't worried. I knew everything, so I wasn't worried about, oh, he can't keep up or any of that. It was one of those deals. I remember in, I think it was like ninth grade biology or something, I just stayed after class and I said, do you want to just give me the final now? And she's like, yeah. And if you think you can pass it, then great. You don't have to come to class, which probably was not cool from an academic standpoint, but that's what went down. I passed it and not a problem. And yeah, hang out and read in the library or go outside and smoke or do something. But anyway, the principal told my father, he said, school isn't for everybody. And we think that's the case here. Your boy needs to go out and see the world and experience the world. That's what he needs to do.
Oh, wow.
And the rest of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is me and my dad had gotten into a big fight. I got the whole, as long as you live under my roof, it's my rules. And he was right. Absolutely. I went out the next day and got my own apartment. I was the only person in high school with their own pad.
That's amazing.
And so all of my friends and the liquor store across the street would sell to us. So
wow.
My place was the place to be. So nobody, at least the cool kids, weren't going to high school. They were hung over at my place. So they had to get rid of me and just to get the other students back. So that's how it went. And I took it, so my dad said, I think you need to do this. This is a good plan for you. And I worked a crappy job for about 6 months, loading trucks of all things. And then I went back to high school, a different high school, and just buckled down, got my diploma, did everything I had to do. And then, I didn't go to college right away. I hung out for a couple years. And finally, then it was involved. I got the grant through the Indian tribe and to pay for everything, but it was involved, but I was glad it worked out. But yeah, life is crazy, especially when you're young. You think you know everything and you don't, but it's all good. It's all good. Now, Allison, the cool thing about Allison is she knows when she was younger, I imagine this is probably how it happened. She saw merch tables. She saw a lack of cool merch. And so she said, I'm just going to start my own merch company. How about that? How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
You're close. I actually got my start because of my ex-boyfriend, and we're still super close friends. And I worked in his store. And I made him become my boyfriend because I really liked his store and I had a crush on him. And I made him break up with his girlfriend and go out with me.
Wow.
He hired me to work in his store. And I ended up going out with him and managing his store and working in the store for about 8 years. And that's where we toured for OzFest. And that's where I actually learned everything I know today. So I give credit to C at Gladrax in St. Charles, Missouri, because I wouldn't have any of this. So it wasn't actually I wanted to do better. It was that I was inspired by what she was doing in St. Louis. And I wanted to do it on my own. So I've created my whole Metal Babe empire based on starting to work in the store and traveling and doing the OzFest has led to where I am.
There's got to be a lot to it, I would imagine, getting connections. Because everything she deals in, folks, you have to understand. And I know this bores people a little bit, but it's so important to know this stuff in any kind of business you're in. She's dealing with licensing issues and getting contracts signed and all this kind of stuff that everybody has to do, but nobody ever talks about.
That's a good segue, Jamie. I want to show you guys. I have something that I've been selling like crazy. And this is something that I've sold for years. Do you recognize what this is, Jamie?
Yeah. It looks like I've seen that on Billy Idol's chest.
Black Sabbath, Ozzy,
all of them.
Yeah. I sell these on my website and I'm selling them for only $40. They've got a skull at the top. It's the black cross that Ozzy wore. And these have been going out like pancakes. And it's crazy. Oh, I had it backwards, Jamie. That's probably why you couldn't tell as much. So the black side should be on the front.
I got you. Yeah, look at that. That is cool. With the points and the ends of the cross. I'd love that.
This is the necklace. This is an Ozzy Osbourne officially licensed necklace. And I do have license. Like you said, I've got Slayer, AC/DC, Metallica, Motorhead. So if you go on my website on metalbabeman.com and you click on jewelry, there's a section that says licensed band merch. I'm talking to Wednesday 13 right now, and I'm hoping that when he gets back from his tour, we can create something because I created him a few designs and I'm waiting to hear back. So I'm hoping that while the whole reason that led to that, and that is if something's, if somebody's watching now, Jamie, I can now make custom, which I never did. And only the last 2 months, so this is my first custom necklace I made. This is my Lips and Bones necklace.
Fantastic. I love that. I've always loved that image. And you know me, I'm a visual art guy. That is cool stuff. And it stands out on a shirt. You want that picks up club lights. You go to a concert, you go to a club, people are seeing it.
Yeah, and then this one I made because I used to sell this from another company, and it's basically like your horns up like this, and it's a really nice silver pewter necklace. And then it actually in the wrist it says MB for Metal Babe. So nice. If you look close, you can see that. Nice. So I've made 2 pieces of custom jewelry. And I'm available now. If somebody watching this, a band, or wants to contact me for custom, I can. I'm hoping Wednesday 13 is the first one I do on my own. But I made 2 for myself. And these are not on my website because I have to personally ship these to you. If they're on my website, I'm out of town, I can't. So anybody's watching this and they want either of these custom necklaces, just contact me on any of the social media or the contact form on my website. And they're only $22 a piece. So
that's fantastic. I love that kind of stuff. I'm a retired club rat. And back when I used to go out a lot, we used to call those chest beaters because
when you're dancing?
Yeah, when you dance. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
You feel it the next day.
you do. But you look so cool that night. It doesn't matter.
Here's mine. I know exactly what you mean. That's actually hilarious. In the moment, you're dancing and having fun, listening to music. You don't even think about it.
No, but you do the next day. But that's cool. That's cool. And I like your stuff. Just, you can see it. That's the whole point. And it's unique. You're not going to see 87 others of it. You know what I mean?
And it's exactly. So like these bracelets I'm selling now. They come in red, white, or black, and they have their skulls. So it's basically little elastic skulls all the way around. I'm selling these. They come in a 3-pack. And again, not on my website. You have to contact me, but they're so cool. So you get a pack of red, white, and black for $20. And if you are listening to the show, we have a special coupon code. So both the necklaces, the bracelets, everything on my website will be 15% off if you use the promo code POPROCKS15. So that's POPROXX15, and that's at metalbabemayhem.com, and you can save 15% on everything.
How cool is that? I just found out about this today, ladies and gentlemen. I am blown away by it. How cool? See, when you know cool people, cool things happen. That's just goes to show. Now, interesting. I love Allison and her husband Grant. They are they're the power couple. They're always doing zany stuff. I hear the stories. Oh, let's go to Europe. I remember during, COVID, you guys didn't hang out with a bunch of people, but you went all over the place. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, we're going to the top of a mountain in Seattle or wherever. It was crazy. And everybody else is sitting at home complaining. These two are out, wind blowing in their hair and living life. And I was very impressed.
Yeah, and James, we almost saw you. I mean, and it was basically there was
we were summer. Supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah, we made it to Florida. We were close to seeing you. But yeah, my husband and I decided since he's off work on summers and I work remotely, I work all over the world because my business is online. So I'm always working, but I can still go anywhere. So we got on the road and over 2 summers, we actually started from California to Washington. And then we flew to St. Louis, and then we drove from St. Louis to New York, and then we ended up covering almost the entire country. Of course, we didn't hit Alaska, Hawaii, and there's only about 3 other states we didn't hit within these 2 summers. And we basically drove around. We had our workout equipment, our protein powder, and we would just work out everywhere. We would get takeout. We'd go to the grocery store, and we would just travel. And that didn't let us slow us down. We saw the country during that time.
I love it. It's so cool and so inspiring. Now, also, Allison has picked a couple videos for us to play during the show here, and we've got four. Mm-hmm. We've got Razors in the Candy, Embrace Love and Death, Forsaken, and Mississippi Moonhound. What should we play first, Allison? What should we hit everybody with?
First one I want to play is from my friend who lives in Germany, and her name's Natasha. And Natasha and I met at Wacken 24. So that was a festival outside of Hamburg last July. And we connected over Mr. Misery. We actually met Mr. Misery, had an album release at the music store at the festival. We met there and we were pretty much attached at the hip ever since. We went to the second meet and greet, went to the shows. I took her backstage and we had a blast. And she ended up connecting with the singer of Mr. Misery, Harley Vendetta, to put out a song together. So she put out the song, and it's about failing to save someone you truly love. So you follow them into death. It's dark and sad, yet beautiful, about a dance between love and death, to a song that will remain until the last breath. It's on YouTube. We're going to play it now. And Jamie, would you go ahead and introduce the song from
here? Yeah, here it is, everybody. This is such a great track. I really dig it. It's Forbidden Rose, Embrace of Love and Death. Check the
dying in silent bliss. their final breath, the embrace of love and death.
And everybody, here it is. This is Mr. Misery Forsaken. Check this out. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Allison, this is one of your favorites, of course. You picked it and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about it. Hey, everybody. Pop art painter Jamie Rocks here. I'm in editing mode right now. We're just trying to finish up the show, and we got the first half of it, no problem. And for some reason, the second half, the live video footage went out on us. It was corrupted beyond repair. I always record everything as a backup in audio anyhow. So that's what I went with. Just letting you know, the second half of the show is going to be what we call enhanced audio. And what all that means is it's an audio recording, but all the video and stuff that we play during that, music videos and whatnot, those will all be live. Those will all be video. Just like you watch. So sorry about that. Couldn't be helped, but the show must go on. And so here it is, going on.
Absolutely my favorite band. I found them on YouTube. I think it's been about 6 years now. I was listening to YouTube on Shuffle and the song came up. And a lot of times you put something on YouTube or Spotify or whatever and it shuffles and it's background. But this every now and then I just wake up and I'm like, what is that? And it was a band called Mr. Misery. The song was called My Ghost. And immediately I looked them up, I friended them, I did an interview with them over the internet. Since then, I've seen them at Wacken, I've seen them at clubs in the Netherlands and Berlin, I've seen them 4 times total, and I'm actually going to Stockholm on November 8th and 9th to see them in a pub called Anchor Pub. So anybody not familiar with Mr. Misery, if you like them, check them out. They are amazing and just great band. Love them so much. Awesome. Love them enough to keep going to Europe to see them. And hopefully I will get them to the United States soon. That is a goal to help them get here.
Folks, if you're going to travel on a plane for 14 hours to see a band, you like the band. That's very important. And be cool when you fly. That's my advice also. Don't wind up in a Karen video where you have to make everybody get off the plane. Don't be that person. Lay off the booze to when you get there. And drink yourself silly. That's my advice on airplane travel.
I'm a professional, Jamie. I'm a professional traveler. I got it down.
Yeah. If anybody would be a professional traveler. Yeah, you know what it's about. Very cool. Yeah, and Sweden's one of those countries where they have a lot of rock bands, too. There's a big scene there. We have a lot of people on the show from Sweden. It's amazing. And yeah, I love like that now.
The Swedes rock. That's what Sweden's about. So basically you have Norway is like the death metal. Finland is more like the love metal, the romantic, the kind of goth metal. You've got him and 69 Eyes. You got heavier Children of Bodom. You got Hanoi Rocks, original Helsinki band. And then when you go to Sweden, you've got like your Veins of Jenna and your Crash Diet and just all this fun sleazy hair rock bands, which I love. I'm not big into the death metal. I'll be happy to just hang out in Sweden and Finland for as long as I possibly can, but as long as I can stay warm. I'll wear a metal bib crop top and hoodie to stay warm.
There you go. Fingerless gloves. That's my advice.
Oh yeah. I always wear those. I had those on today when I went outside. It was cold and rainy. I had my Wednesday 13 fingerless gloves today when I walked to the gym in the rain.
I knew it. Folks, we have below in the descriptions all clickable links, everything Metal Babe Mayhem. I suggest, too, if you're not following Allison on social media, I don't know what to tell you. You should be, because it's just exciting. She knows how. She is the mistress of social media. She knows how to do all this stuff. Unlike me, they're like, oh, like you, Jane. No, I don't know how to do anything. I have to ask my wife, what time should you post on Instagram? Whatever time you're not, how about that? No, Allison knows how to do all that stuff. But the content really is just amazing.
Sharing my best life. That's something a lot of people say to me is that I'm living my best life. And I am. Really, there's no stopping me. I will do anything and everything related to music. And Metal Babe Mayhem. I'll go all over the world for festivals and concerts. I go out locally here in Los Angeles. And I love sharing my adventures with everybody. And I'll, honestly, Jamie, I'm terrible at it. My phone has 16,000 photos on it, and the world's probably seen 100 of them. It overwhelms me, and I'm terrified of it. I don't even like pictures anymore. So I actually people to post, and then I just share it because it makes it so much easier. But they do that, and there's lots of sharing. So
the reality is you and Grant are so cool. If you're wanting cool people at your party, yeah, they'll roll in. They'll tell you a story about some club in Prague they ran into somebody at. It's amazing. It's amazing. Dinner party. You're going to have to, if you have a dinner party, you're going to have to learn how to make something vegetarian. You got to do it. You can't throw out a beef Wellington in front of Allison. That ain't going to work. But that's okay. That's okay.
Expand and also, I'm happy to bring my own vegetarian dishes. I actually like to cook. Here's something I don't know a lot of people know. I rarely eat out. I eat 9 out of 10 meals at home. I like to cook. Yeah, and I am a healthy vegetarian. And I just like to cook at home and to be healthy. So if I'm invited to the dinner party, no pressure. I will bring something delicious that we can all eat.
Absolutely. We've been doing that a lot. I have been, my wife got, she's always had back issues ever since we've been together. And finally, it got really bad. She wound up in the hospital and they had to do surgery on her. But she got it fixed. But so she's been down for the last couple of weeks, recovering from that. And I just got to a point, it's so expensive to go out. Even if you're, like Allison would never eat fast food, but even if you go to a fast food joint, I don't want to pay $60 at a fast food joint. If I'm going to pay $60, I'm going to a better restaurant than that. And I don't know. I guess I'm cheap. I finally let my wife know that I do know how to cook a little bit.
Oh.
And I was a bachelor for a long time and you pick up a few things. But yeah, one of my specialties is Chinese food. I'm real good at it.
Really? I grew up on fried rice though. My dad lived in Japan for 10 years, so we had a lot of Asian influence growing up between like New York, Florida, Japan was the best.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, we had a lot of fried rice. My dad gave me tricks. I still use his tricks to this day. But yeah, I don't know about any other Chinese food. You might have to share some stuff with me because that's about as
well. Well, you know, you just got to. My first job, it was interesting. I was 12 years old and I asked my dad for 20 bucks. I needed 20 bucks to, I don't know, buy some Ninja Stars or something, things you do when you're 12. And he made me clean the entire, we had a 3-car garage and I had to clean the whole garage like I was in the Marine Corps or something. And it was terrible. So I went out the next day. Now this was he was very smart in this. And one of our lady who lived in our subdivision, Mrs. Leong, owned Leong's Chinese restaurant. And I got my little tie on and went down there and talked to her, and I got a job washing dishes. And I was so short, I had to stand on a milk crate just to reach the sink to do them. But I got paid $25 a night. I couldn't work past 10 o'clock, and I worked 3 days a week. And I had to show her my grades. The grades had to remain good. So I worked there for a long time. I picked a lot of stuff up. But that was pretty cool because I had most of my friends have a $5 allowance. I had 75 bucks in my pocket.
Yeah,
I got a lot
of
albums and stuff with that. And I was doing pretty good.
Yeah, but I think this is a good segue for the next song because Jamie, I feel like you're one of the cool kids. Really, at 12, you have $75 in your pocket. And at 17, you had your own place. And we haven't even talked about 13 to 16, but I want to talk about the next band we're going to play. They're my actual, since Mr. Misery 6 years ago, this is my new favorite band from 6 months ago. They're called Razor Candy. And they are actually working on a 4-song EP. It's going to come out on October 28th. The first single is going to be called Chrome. So the band is Razor Candy. The single is called Chrome, out October 28th. And they're a band that does soundtracks for movies. And I met them at the Monsterpalooza Horror Convention about 6 months ago because they were there representing the movie Terrifier. And they also have an album, Razor Candy, and they have songs in the Terrifier. So I bought the album because I met Chad Cherry and I asked him what it sounded like. It looked cool. He looked cool. And he played a couple snippets. And I'm like, that's all I need. I'm buying the vinyl. I listened to the vinyl. I fell in love. I've since then, of course, you know me, I've interviewed them. I played their songs, all this stuff. And I actually even ran into them this last weekend. And we're in a meeting tomorrow, ironically, to get, I'm going to get a Razor Canyon t-shirt and I'm going to give them Metal Babe shirt. So we're doing as much networking as possible. So because it's Halloween, I want to play this song by Razor Candy. It's such a great video. It's so catchy. It's going to get stuck in your head. And it's called Razors in the Candy.
Check this out, everybody. How cool. How cool. Here it is.
But I love Razor Candy so much. Like, I love them as much as I love Mr. Misery, and I'm going to help them any way I can. Nice. And another thing I want to mention as far as helping bands, and I'm sure you probably know this, Jamie, is that I've been working with a radio show based out of Vegas. It's called This, That, and the Other.
Okay.
And they've been around a while. I think about six, seven years. And I've known the guy who runs it. He's a drummer. He's been a drummer in a few bands. White Lion, Gilby Clark, Enough's Enough, Tantric. And ironically, I didn't meet him because he was in a band. I met him because he was friends with the guy who printed my first Metal Babe shirt. In 2005, I go to my printer. I'm getting my first Metal Babe shirt ever with the Lips and Bones on it. And there's this guy with this long blonde hair. And he's, hi, I'm Troy. And I'm like, I'm Allison. And then we end up working an event together. And it turns out Troy Patrick Farrell now has the show. And all these years later, we've reconnected because he moved to Vegas. And I've been doing every single week for a year and a half now. I do something called the Metal Babe Minute. So what I do is I play a song either by a band that everybody knows, but a song nobody knows, and I talk about it, and I tell a story. Or I do the opposite, where I play a band.
That's a good idea.
That maybe real. Like, thank you. And that's actually how it started, is when I ran into him in a club in Vegas a year and a half ago, and Jesse Bradman got on stage for a jam. And I'm like, oh my God, Jesse Bradman. And I'm freaking out. He was with Mr. Big, which everyone knows Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah.
How I'm feeling with Jesse Bradman, but I flipped out. I ran to the front of the stage. They're on stage. And I'm like, are you really Jesse Bradman from Saints and Sinners? And everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. And Eric Martin, the singer, Mr. Big, he's, I don't know if you guys are talking about over there, but I'm trying to do a show. And I'm like, I'm sorry, bye, Jesse. Let's talk about the show. And so then I talked to Jesse. I talked to his wife. And then Troy, he was there, and he ran the radio show. And I told him the story that they had this song called that they put out, and Jon Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora wrote it, and that it's this really amazing song. And so I ended up sending him this song to play on his show. And then he said, wow, I got such great feedback. And I said, I'll do this every week for you. And that was a year and a half ago.
Nice. See, there you go. There you go.
But yes, exactly. So my concept is a big band nobody knows, a song by, or a smaller band like Razor Candy that a lot of people know, like that I want to get out there. I've played Mr. Misery. Of course, yeah, I played a lot of my friends' bands. So, yes, that's called This, That, and the Other with Troy Patrick Farrell. It's every Wednesday from 2 to 5 Pacific.
That's cool. That's cool, Allison. This is on Wednesdays. People can tune into this wherever they are on the planet, right?
Yes. If they go to drummertroy.com, that's the easiest thing to remember. You go to drummertroy.com, drummertroy.com. Scroll down a little bit. You click the Listen Live button. It's on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock. It goes until 5. And I have a segment called the Metal Babe Minute that's on around 2:30, give or take. And then I also do road reports, recaps, and interviews. So it really just depends what happens in my life. So on the next Wednesday, I'm going to have a whole recap of my 3 Bon Jovi experiences. And I'm going to have a Metal Babe Minute where I'm actually going to talk about meeting Bruce Dickinson this weekend and my whole experience with him and playing an obscure song from him. Jamie, I have to just say, because it's obscure because it's something like you wouldn't think about, but it's actually a David Bowie cover that Bruce Dickinson did on Tattooed Millionaire. And I was actually surprised.
I had no idea. And I wanted, I'm so happy that I have this information now. For those who don't know, surprise. Jamie's a big Bowie fan.
It's all the young dudes. Dickinson covers All the Young Dudes on Tattooed Millionaire. And I was actually surprised because I was listening to it, trying to figure out what to play on my next segment when I talk about it. So I met Bruce Dickinson at Monster Palooza this weekend.
Bruce Dickinson covered All the Young. Oh my God.
I love it. It's good.
That's the first I've ever heard of that.
And I know, me too.
That's amazing.
Information on Pop Rocks Radio before This, That, and the Other, because everybody knows about this.
I'm saying, and I want everybody to listen to that show. That's a cool show. And I know it is because it has Allison on it. And that just goes without saying. We have that direct link will be in the description below. If you scroll down a little, there'll be a thing that says further links, and it'll be under that. I try to keep things organized for everybody because it just makes it easier. But very cool. So Razors in the Candy, or I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Razor Candy. That's a cool name. That's a rock star name. Come on. It has to be. They're working on their album right now. You said their EP.
Yeah, and they actually have a song called Popularity that's going to come out in a movie called The Last Sleepover. And there's a trailer for this movie, The Last Sleepover, that I actually watched today. It's on YouTube. And the very end of it, they tease the Razor Candy song Popularity. So that, nice. I think I looked a little bit today. I think it depends on funding. They've got like a fundraising thing going. So hopefully at some point in our near future, we'll have a new movie called The Last Sleepover featuring Razor Candy and Popularity. So that sounds great. I can't wait for that.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a little bit about that after the show and whatnot. Maybe I can help a little, do what I can do to help if they're having a crowdfunding situation or something. I'm all about that. Folks, that's the thing. That's the thing about music is you have to support your local venues. You have to support your local bands and stuff. Everybody, believe me, I love my wife to death. She has discovered Sleep Token. We listen to a lot of Sleep Token in the car.
Oh my gosh. I was just told about this yesterday. I'm at a point now where I'm going to a gym every day because I'm trying to find a new gym. So literally 6 days a week, I'm going to different gyms. And then when I was at yesterday, he told me all about Sleep Token. So
yeah. Now you can listen to one track and have a 45-minute workout.
It's, really? Oh, wow. No, I haven't listened yet. I need to.
It never ends. No, but she likes a lot of mainstream pop stuff and whatnot. And I'm just like, we'll be in the car and I'm like, oh, come on. What is this? Give me a break. And it's how it is. People have different tastes and whatnot. She's definitely not going to listen to my weirdo music, but I own it. She came in the other day. I was listening to something and she's, what are you listening? It sounds like the souls in hell or something are trying to escape. I'm like, oh yeah, that's what's happening.
What was it? Do you remember?
Oh, it was some weird band from the, 90s called the Legendary Pink Dots.
Oh, I remember them. Yeah. They're kind of like a psychedelic.
Yeah, weird and whatnot. The guy's got a real heavy, accent from Denmark or someplace. Who knows? But anyway, yeah. But if you don't want to listen to SiriusXM type music, you got to support these bands who are doing different stuff. And if your local venue isn't, you're like, there's not a good metal scene in my town, tell your venue. So yeah, I will pay you money to come see metal acts. And they will listen. They will listen. You'll be surprised. It's a cool, the thing is with rock shows, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. The energy's fantastic. The people are great. And it's always a good time. So especially compared to other types of genre, I'm not putting anybody down, but I'm just saying, a good rock show is a good rock show. Enough said. Full stop. It's.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't experienced one, I feel bad for you because you need to. Very cool. Now, Allison, you've been going to shows and stuff forever and whatnot. I think I've heard you mention or I've seen something about Blacklist Union. We're going to play Mississippi Moodhound, but tell us about this. How did you come across this?
Blacklist Union is a band I've actually been working with for over 10 years. I don't think, Jamie, you interviewed Tony West. I feel like I set that up. It was probably around 10 years ago when we first started. Do you remember that at all?
No, but this is episode 1510 or something. You know what I mean?
We can probably look in the archives. So I've been working with Tony West and Blacklist Union since 2015. They've just put out their sixth record. It's called Slay the Dragon. I've been very involved in all of it, meaning I typed the lyrics, I got the artwork together, I got the CD made. The album is still being in process right now. I got all the little details on the album. I actually got the preview of the album to listen to it. And here's something I'm going to tell your listeners, Jamie, that nobody knows. Honest to God, there's two people in the world to know, but now you and your listeners are going to know this. If you buy the Blacklist Union vinyl and you hold it up to the light, it actually says, this one's for you, Ozzy, because they started making it right when Ozzy died. And I didn't even know this. This is a thing they can do in vinyl now where they etch something. I know back in the day when we were kids, they said you play it backwards and you hear like these demonic messages. But this is actually a real thing. You can actually carve a message into it. So Tony decided to carve into his album, this one's for you, Ozzy. And then if you flip it over, the other quote is, if I'm too much, try someone less, which was one of Tony's quotes.
I love that.
So the album on vinyl will be out in the next few weeks. The CD is out now. You can go on blacklistunion.com and buy it. And one of my favorite tracks on the new album is called Mississippi Moonhound. So let's go ahead and show everybody the video.
Yeah, here it is, everybody. Check this out. There it was, folks. Blacklist Union, Mississippi Moonhound. How cool is that? Allison, thank you so much. You always introduce me to such cool stuff. I love it. I love it. Find you a friend, folks, out there. That's my advice. Find a friend like Allison because you need... Hey, and if you're in a band, I'm going to tell you something. It's very important to have someone type all the lyrics out and
make sure they're right, because most of the bands don't know how to spell. And even I'll catch it. I don't even tell them, because what's the point? I'm like, okay, you can't spell there or your, okay, whatever. You're never going to learn if you're 55 years old and still can't spell it, but I'm just going right. to fix it when you're not looking. So it doesn't get out there wrong. So that's what I'm
exactly. Yeah. It's so true. Matter of fact, I tagged Allison. I do a morning blog. And I always try to put in some little funny cartoon of that's apropos of the day. And today was a cat sitting on a deserted island. And he's, here I am on a desert island.
Oh, no. And, it was
screwed it up. So I tagged Allison when I posted that. So Allison, tell us a little bit more about Metal Babe.
A rock and roll clothing line that I started in 2006. So we've talked a little bit about my background in St. Louis and working at the clothing store and touring. And when I got to LA, I did come out here to work with musicians, and I found myself first working at a corporate job and a gothic clothing store. And then one thing led to the next, and I decided to start my own company. So I actually met somebody who made my first Lips and Bones logo. His name is Bill Bronson. We're still in contact today. He's actually still doing art for me. He just came up with some artwork just the other day. So anyways, he did the first logo. I made my first t-shirt and my first guitar pick necklace. I'm still wearing guitar pick necklace 20 years later from Metal Babe Mayhem. And if you go on my website, it's like a one-stop rock shop. And I've got over 500 products, all kinds of rock and roll clothing, jewelry, accessories. I've got a lot of horror stuff, Halloween stuff. If you go to the homepage right now at metalbabemayhem.com, you'll see a Halloween section. So I've got like bats and vampires. I've got a scary pinup girl series that I'm actually going to be adding to my website this week. This is Horns Up Henrietta, and this is basically one of my pinup girls who I turned into a zombie, and I've got those available on magnets, keychains, acrylics, and t-shirts. Yeah. I've got a vampire. I've got a mummy. Some of this stuff, if you don't see it, contact me on any social media or use the contact button at metalbabemayhem.com. But I do have a lot of stuff not on the website. But a lot of stuff I do. So, yeah, over 500 products. And if you're watching the show, you can use the promo code POPROXX15. Save 15%. And there's a blog site. Yeah. So I do have a writer who does a section called Symptom of the Metalverse. So he does a lot of great writing for me. He's done some music lists on Ozzy and Black Sabbath. And we have a Kiss one coming out. And they're great because what he does is puts together a top song list and then also a Spotify playlist. So you can actually go through and listen to his songs while he's playing it. So when you go to metalbabemayhem.com, you go to the blog site. So you can see the Symptom of the Metalverse, and you can see my blog site where I do a lot of interviews and reviews. So yeah, it's a one-stop rock shop where you can get some clothing, read an article, check out a review, watch a video. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. I've just put my sweat, blood, and tears into it for the last 20 years.
I hear you. It's definitely the cool place. And folks, hey, for those few that have been to my house and whatnot, you've seen my cool bottle opener, the skull, that's Metal Babe. It's just good stuff, good quality stuff. This isn't the cheap stuff.
Yeah, exactly. When you get something from me, you're going to get a personalized note that says, "Hi, Jamie, thank you for ordering. You rock." It's not going to be in a bag full of gasoline. It's going to be packaged with love. I put free gifts into every order. You'll get like a free sticker button, something like that. So yeah.
Absolutely. Allison's like me, and we do that. I take pride in how we box things up and crate it up and ship it because I like people to feel good. And I get so many comments like on eBay feedback or whatever. And it's like, this was amazingly boxed. And I'm like, yeah, that's how you're
supposed to do it. Yeah. I want my customers to do it special. And I want them to come back.
Yes, exactly. We don't think about, we think about the sale, the direct sale that we're talking about, but we're thinking about the three sales behind it also. We want return business. It's so important. And folks, just a personal thing, deal with people like that because then you'll get good stuff. It's very important. Very cool. Now, Allison, you're hanging out with all these people this week. You got a whole thing. What's your weekend looking like? You going, you hitting a bunch of shows?
Since I don't have a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. If something sounds good, I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter what day it is. But this weekend, I am seeing Armored Saint again. This is actually a headlining tour. They were touring with Michael Schenker, as we mentioned before, but they're doing one headlining tour, and they're focusing on the Delirious Nomad album. And I think it's the 40th anniversary. So they're focusing on that. So I'm seeing that Friday. And then Saturday, I'm actually vending at an event in Simi Valley. So if anybody's interested, contact me, or maybe Jamie can post the flyer. It's only from 11 to 3. It's in Simi Valley, and it's called something like Blessed Be the Bikers. And it's a free event. They have free food, and it's to raise money for children whose parents are incarcerated.
Nice.
So I will have a booth there from 11 to 3, and then I actually have dinner plans and a haunted theater after that. So, I want to do as much. I love
it's a typical
Halloween.
Saturday in Allison's life.
And I want to do as much Halloween stuff as I can. And speaking of haunted houses, if you are in the Toluca Lake area, it's North Hollywood, Burbank. I have a lot of metal band stuff. They have a pumpkin patch and a haunted house. It's called the Toluca Lake Pumpkin Patch. They have my t-shirts, a lot of my scary pinup girl stuff. Nice. And they have a haunted maze you can go through. That's only $12. You can get a pumpkin. So that's the Toluca Lake Pumpkin Patch. So yeah, check that out if you're in the area. And come see me in Simi Valley Saturday. That's Saturday the 18th of October. You can see me in person.
Yeah, that's wicked cool. Very cool. Now, I know we all have to wait. We're not going to get a sneak peek or you're not going to let us know. But folks, follow all of her social media because, you know, she's going to have a cool Halloween costume. And
you know what I've gone away. And if anybody is listening who's in Los Angeles, we've mentioned Grant several times on the show. He's in a band called Cooter Brown, and they are playing on Halloween night. It's at the Three of Clubs in Hollywood, and it's all day and night Halloween show. It starts at 4, goes till 2. Tons of bands playing, costume contest, and Cooter Brown is at 7 o'clock, and I will be there to show off my Halloween costume to whoever comes.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, Cooter Brown's awesome. We've had them on the show, and they're just a good band, good jam band, and I really like them. Very cool. Very cool. Folks, that's going to do it for us. I'm my little timer thing's blinking at me here, but I could talk to Allison all night, though. Very cool. Check all this out. Believe me, the description is chock full of links. You just click on them and there you go, off and away. Keep rocking, keep supporting, and check out Allison's website. I'm telling you, you're going to be blown away. It's how, you know, it's brilliant. I love her
Thank
website.
Thank you, Jamie. I literally work on my website every single day. There's something I change, update, swap out, add. Every single day I'm doing something on my website. And that is metalbaymayhem.com. So I'm glad. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to find broken links and shit. That stuff drives me crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? Yeah, because I'm the same way. I'm up at 3 every morning doing that stuff.
Yeah, I don't sleep very much. I stay up late and I get up early.
It's what you got to do.
And I'm just like, my mind's just going too fast. There's not enough time to sleep because I try and it doesn't work. So I just keep working on what I need to do.
No. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody keep rocking and we will see you next time. Very cool. I got an email the other day. Somebody was saying, Jamie, you only had one show a week last month. Yeah. Like I said, my wife was in the hospital and stuff, folks, but that ain't the case this month. And November is looking the same way. Just keep at it and keep checking and very cool bands from all over. And all types of genres and whatnot. It's all coming, man. It's all coming. We got a fantastic band. I don't even know where they're at. They've got to be New York, upstate or something. Otherworld Entity. If you're into metal and they're new metal, neo new metal, if that's such a thing. We got them coming up. We got a whole bunch of stuff. Anyhow, thank you for watching. Or if you're listening to the audio, thank you for that.
Thank you, everybody.
And we will see
you
next time.
This is Allison
Metalman
Cohen. Check out Metalman.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Jamie. It's been so fun to be seeing you face to face. This is our first time doing this. I love this. So thank you for having me, and thank you everybody for watching for supporting both Jamie and Metal Babe.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hannah Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.